Lecture 7, The Rise of the Spanish Jewish Community.
We have been in Baghdad up to now, as you know, in our previous lectures, and now our journey through Jewish history is moving westward to Spain, what was called in the Middle Ages at this time Andalusia, and to the capital of the Umayyads of Cordova, in southern Spain. You recall that when we gave our very, very quick outline of Islamic history, that when the Umayyads were defeated by the Abbasids, who established their rival caliphate in Baghdad, a group of that family of the Umayyads fled to Spain and established their own rival caliphate, and that, of course, was in Cordova. So what we have here is a rival Islamic center, and as you will see, paralleling Islamic history, a rival Jewish center. So as Sadia and his world begins to crumble, as we saw in the last previous lectures, we will now experience a development, an evolution of Jewish culture in a very striking fashion in Spain, in Andalusia. This takes place exactly parallel to the dates that we have been speaking about in the case of Sadia. Under the rule of Abdul al-Rahman III, who ruled 912 to 961, the Caliphate of Cordova rivaled that of Baghdad in its splendor and cultural vitality, creating remarkably inviting conditions for its Jewish minority living throughout Andalusia and creating their own version of Jewish culture there. So our story about Judaism under Islam or within an Islamic environment is now shifting westward. And what we want to do is see the similarities between what we have seen already in Baghdad. And we'll certainly see that, for example, in the case of Jewish philosophy, but also some very interesting differences. The caliph's physician, that is the caliph Abdul al-Rahman III, who is also a major political figure at his course, was the striking personality of this age for Spain. I guess he would be the equivalent to Sadia Gaon, even though he was not as prolific a writer, he didn't write anything, politically he was as prominent. His name is Khazdai ibn Shaprut, and his rise to power coincides precisely with the rise of the Jewish center in Spain in the first place. From both Arabic and Hebrew sources, Khazdai's ascendancy appears to mark the growing independence of the Jewish community in Spain from that of Baghdad. It was obviously in the interest of the government of the Umayyads in Spain to break off from Baghdad, because as you saw, when the Gaonim of Baghdad wrote to the diaspora and they asked for the support, in other words, hand in your questions and we will give you legal responses to them, there was economic support that was involved here. It wasn't simply a kind of spiritual interaction between the diaspora and Baghdad. Baghdad saw itself as the center of the Islamic world, the center of the Jewish world as well. And therefore, the Gaonim demanded a kind of economic dependence where they would be able to gain from the diaspora. In other words, they would be dependent on the Gaonim for their support, and in turn, they would respond by offering economic cash and other kinds of support as well. In the interest of Cordova, that is the Caliph of Cordova, and in the interest, as you will see, of Khazdai ibn Shaprut, it would be better if we developed our own rabbinic system, our own legal advisors, our own infrastructure of the Jewish community in Cordova, and stop sending anything to Baghdad. Who cares about Baghdad? Let us allow the Gaonim in Baghdad to decline and disappear off the scene, and we will create our own rival Gaonite. They never use that word in Spain, but nevertheless, our rival rabbinical establishment in Spain, which will do the job just as well. What is interesting about this story of one rabbinate declining and one rising is that we have two sources that describe a very interesting account of what is happening. One of them I just want to tell you about in a second, and one I want to read to you.